Today's WRAL Weather Alert Day. We have a wind advisory that's in effect now up to noon. We can see winds gusting 35 to 45 miles per hour. I'll show you what to expect with winds that speed.
And Fayetteville Street here in downtown Raleigh could soon look a lot different as city leaders try to revitalize the area. Just ahead, the discussion happening today that could reshape this area of downtown as we know it.
A lot to tell you about here on another WRAL Weather Alert Day. Today, the concern is about the strong wind gusts. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you along here on our Tuesday and all that wet ground out there with the wind blowing. We know that can lead to some downed trees, possibly power lines. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with that wind advisory.
That wind advisory kicked in at 3 o'clock this morning and it lasts until noon today. We'll still have some windy conditions after lunchtime. The wind looks like it'll begin to really noticeably die down once we get to around sunset. But the dangerous part of it is likely to be over at around noon or so, with winds gusting this morning, 35 to 45 miles per hour. And that means we could have a few limbs down, some isolated power outages. But take a look at the winds right now. Look at that. We're already gusting to 46 miles per hour down in Fayetteville. We're steady winds at 29. Our winds are going to be mainly out of the west for this morning. 22 in Southern Pines. We're gusting to 34. So it's down in our southern counties right now that the winds are the strongest. We're not seeing any wind gusts in the area where the white box is empty, but we do have steady winds at around 10 to 15 miles per hour in most places. We're gusting to 19 in Goldsboro. These winds will likely pick up over the next few hours, especially from the Triangle area northward, where the winds aren't quite as strong just yet. So even if it isn't windy where you are right now, it is likely to pick up. But again, some really strong winds happening in Fayetteville right now. And as Jeff said, with the wet conditions that we have seen over the last 24 hours, we could have some trees down. It's a very warm start out there this morning, 61 degrees currently. Our wind out of the southwest right now at 13. We're going to hold pretty steady right now at 60. We may see temperatures drop a little bit this morning. Those winds are coming out of the north northwest, so they're going to bring some cooler air in. I will see temperatures this afternoon at around 60 degrees. After that, our weather settles down pretty nicely. We'll have a look at our Valentine's Day forecast coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have breaking news we're following this morning. A man is dead after a shooting in Durham. It happened on Barton Street. Brett Neese is on that scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Brett, what can you tell us about this scene?
Yeah, this happened around 12:40 this morning, Jeff, and you can see behind me that's still a pretty active scene. They even have the command center here, the mobile command center for the Durham Police Department. So that's how serious of a situation this is. I'm going to step behind the camera and show you a little bit of what this crime scene looks like from our vantage point here on Barton Street. There's the command center that we're talking about, and they have the crime scene tape there that's blocking off the street. The home that we're talking about, though, here on Barton Street is actually around the corner, a little bit further up the road. But you can see that they have this entire roadway blocked off as they work to figure out what exactly led to this shooting. I'm told that an ambulance got here and found this man suffering from that gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital, and that's where he died, unfortunately. And we're working to find out if they have a suspect at this point. You see a few of the detectives there that are on the scene. We're going to continue to work this scene and find out any more information and keep you updated. Live in Durham, Brittany, WRAL News.
More breaking news. Police and fire investigators are trying to find the cause of a fire at a Fayetteville hotel that forced people out of their rooms in the middle of the night. Crews responded to the Red Roof Inn off Owen Drive just after 2 this morning. They found a fire on the third floor of the building that was already out when they got there. People who were staying in the hotel evacuated the building because of the alarm. Crews remained on the scene to ventilate the building.
Today, plans for a revitalized Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh could move forward. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from downtown. That plan would make that area more vibrant. Laura, good morning.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance will present what they're calling their 10 big ideas to City Council today. So City Plaza here behind me, for example, they really want to change this area. It could become downtown's front porch with flexible play space and North Carolina artwork painted on the street. Check out some of the renderings for the project. The DRA and the City of Raleigh will review the first set of recommendations from a study developed by the consultant team led by Interface Studio. Some of the recommendations include building a strong foundation to ensure downtown is clean, safe, and vibrant, develop a family-friendly itinerary and route around Fayetteville Street attractions, add more housing on and around Fayetteville Street, and to connect Fayetteville Street to nearby amenities. communities. Economic leaders believe this is an area that has been disconnected from other downtown districts for far too long.
What can we do to bring this street back? This street is really important to the city and the state. It's in many ways a part of the face of Raleigh, and it hasn't had the same everyday energy. So we feel like it is worthy of attention and being elevated, but also doing better.
So some of the other plans include adding seasonal pop-ups like ice skating rinks in this area, as well as large art installations. Today's meeting begins at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in downtown Raleigh.
A store clerk is hurt after being shot during a robbery in Roxborough. This happened last night around 9 at Cash Store on Chubb Lake Street. When police got there, they found a clerk who was shot in the arm. The clerk was taken to the hospital. Police say this is the second robbery at the same spot in 2 days. The first was an attempted robbery with no shots fired and nothing was stolen. If you have any information about what happened, call Roxborough Police.
Today, students in Durham Public Schools will be back in class after missing 2 days because of call-outs by transportation support staff. This week, the board plans to meet with the Durham Association of Educators to try to find a solution to ongoing pay concerns among district employees. The DAE says it did not cooperate or coordinate the protests Friday or Monday. Classes have now been disrupted 4 times in recent weeks because of staff calling out. The board says it is working on options for restoring salary steps that were taken away from employees. They have a vote scheduled for next week's board meeting.
Today, the trial over what insurance company should get the multi-billion dollar state contract will get started. Aetna is due to take over the contract from Blue Cross Blue Shield next year. North Carolina Treasurer Dale Falwell says that could lead to health insurance premiums going down for state employees. Blue Cross formally appealed the decision from the state to switch, saying the process it used to make the decision was flawed. Opening arguments in the trial are getting started at 9 this morning in Raleigh.
A funeral service will be happening today for Harnett County Deputy Chris Johnson. The service will be at Central Baptist Church in Dunn, starting at 2 this afternoon. Last Thursday, a 40-mile processional of law enforcement vehicles paid tribute to Deputy Johnson, who died in a crash in Harnett County a week ago today. He was an SRO at Highland Middle School in Harnett County. Before joining the Harnett County Sheriff's Office, he previously worked with the Dunn Police Department and the Sampson County Sheriff's Office.
Police in New York are working to make an arrest after shooting on a subway platform that killed one person and hurt 5 others. Police say a fight broke out between 2 groups of teens on a subway train in the Bronx. At least one person started shooting when the train arrived at the station and doors opened. A 34-year-old commuter was hit and killed. The 5 other people who were hit are expected to be okay.
New this morning, former President Donald Trump is officially endorsing North Carolina's Michael Whatley to become the new chair of the Republican National Committee. Whatley is the chair of the North Carolina Republican Party right now, and Trump issued a statement last night saying he wants him to replace RNC chair Ronna McDaniel, who he is calling on to resign. In his statement, Trump also endorses his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, to be the RNC's co-chair. Laura Trump is a native of Wilmington. Early voting for the North Carolina primary gets started Thursday. Today, you can learn more about the voter ID requirement. The State Board of Elections will host a seminar tonight in Fayetteville. It gets started at 6 at the Neil Curry Building at Fayetteville Tech. Officials will talk about how the requirement works, what are acceptable forms of ID, and how you can get a free voter ID if you need one.
2 Israeli hostages who were held by Hamas for 129 days are now back with their loved ones. Louis Haar and Fernando Marmon were reunited with their families yesterday. Israeli troops freed them from their captors in a daring raid Sunday night.
It was very emotional to see them, to hug them, to feel them. It feels almost unreal.
Israeli drone video shows the moment commandos stormed an apartment building in southern Gaza to make the rescue. They exchanged fire with Hamas gunmen and escaped with the 2 men. Israel pounded the area with airstrikes to cover the commandos' retreat. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, at least 67 Palestinians were killed, many of them civilians.
Today, Wake County Schools leaders will conduct interviews as they look to fill a vacancy on the board. Tara Waters vacated the District 4 seat, which represents Southeast Raleigh, when she was appointed to the Wake County Board of Commissioners last month. The school board will have a special meeting at noon today to interview her potential replacements.
With Valentine's Day approaching, people may be looking for love through social media or a dating site.
Mostly just creeps. Like, you got to be careful if you accept, you know, random followers.
Up next, the warning from FBI agents about the rise in romance scams and the ways you can spot it.
Also, terrifying moments caught on camera in California when a family's dog was attacked by a mountain lion. We'll tell you how that dog is doing and how its owners were able to save her.
And it's another WRAL weather alert day. We could see some strong wind gusts this morning. Kelsey Coffey is in the WRAL storm tracker monitoring those conditions. This is a live look at the roads near UNC Rex Hospital right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will also show us what's happening and what to expect after the break.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43 and we're taking a live look at radar. We still have a little bit of rain out there this morning. We have this patch that's moving northeast of Raleigh up through parts of Franklin County and into Warren County. A little bit of light patchy rain after that. But then once we see this moving on by, we're finished with the rain. But this is a little on the heavy side here from Rollsville up toward Lewisburg and Henderson up toward Roanoke Rapids. You're going to end up seeing that as well. Of course, the bigger story for us today is the wind advisory. It's a WRAL weather alert day. We're going to see winds gusting 35 to 45 miles per hour up until around lunchtime, and then gradually those winds will taper off. The other thing that you'll see this morning is some wet conditions. It is wet in Chapel Hill this morning and in a lot of places as you head out the door. Our temperatures are in the mid-40s to near 50.
Today, thousands of flight attendants are headed to the picket line in an effort to pressure airlines at the negotiating table. It's being called the Worldwide Flight Attendant Day of Action. Flight attendants from the U.S., U.K., and Guam are expected to strike. In the U.S., flight attendants in more than 30 cities, including Charlotte, will picket outside some major airports. The pickets are not expected to disrupt flights. Flight attendants are looking for better pay, retirement security, and schedule flexibility.
People in Vance County can learn more about a proposed project to improve safety in Henderson. The DOT wants to build a roundabout at the intersection of Dabney Drive and Dorsey Avenue. They also want to add accommodations for pedestrians and bicycles. The meeting is this evening at 5 at Rollins Elementary School.
Looking for love online can be exciting for some, but the FBI is warning romance scams are on the rise. In these so-called romance scams, scammers troll social media sites to get information on their victims. Then they'll strike up a conversation, slowly trying to gain trust. And that's when they'll describe an emergency requiring your financial help. According to FBI data, in 2022 alone, the Bureau received 19,000 complaints, totaling $740 million. Most at risk are senior citizens.
Of most concern to us are the victims that are seniors. They may be living on fixed incomes. They may be isolated or lonely.
And the FBI says people should think twice before sharing personal information online and only use well-known dating sites. Beware of people's attempts to isolate you, and if they keep finding excuses not to meet you in person, that is another red flag. Never send money to anyone you don't know, and never help move money to someone you don't know personally through your account. If you suspect a scam, report it to the FBI.
Raleigh Police is considering input about a new safety program from the people required to make the program work. It's called Fusis Real-Time Center Platform. It's already being used by Fayetteville and Rocky Mount Police. It allows homeowners and businesses to share security camera footage with police if they want to. Raleigh Police will still be required to get consent before accessing the footage from registered cameras. Police say the program will help officers get video quicker.
We're looking for suspect information. A lot of times someone will call 911. They'll give you that information over the radio or over the phone. It comes to us over the radio. This enables us to actually put eyes on the area and take a look and see what's going on even before the officer gets there.
We have storefronts in the community. We are serving the people, and we collaborate with each other. So as an opportunity to simply register our cameras and help make Raleigh a safer place, it just seems like a no-brainer to me.
Raleigh Police will be hosting three more listening sessions to hear the public's feedback over the next few weeks. Visit WRAL.com to find out more information.
Love will not be in the air for some Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash drivers this Valentine's Day as they plan a nationwide strike. The Justice for App Workers Coalition announced its members will be participating in a strike tomorrow. Driving service companies are being accused of paying unfair wages and taking the majority of drivers' commissions. This comes 1 week after Lyft announced it would ensure weekly earnings for its drivers. The coalition says the workers striking will not take rides to and from airports at some cities, including Chicago, Austin, Miami, and Philadelphia.
Scary moments over the weekend for a family in California after a mountain lion ventured onto their property and attacked their dog. The attack was caught on video. We won't show you the full attack, but three-year-old pup Holly was in a fight for her life for nearly a minute in her own backyard. Thankfully, her owner saw what was happening. They started to yell, which distracted the cat, allowing Holly to get away. Neighbors say they are thankful to see the video, but are concerned for other dogs and children in the area.
It's frightening because I have this tiny little dog here. She's a little teacup Yorkie, and obviously we don't let her out, especially at night.
Holly!
Holly's owners say she has a gash in her neck and a lot of stitches, but she will recover.
Yeah, the dog that was attacked was not a super small dog. Goodness, that is a scary deal. Glad it's okay. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRL Severe Weather Center. WRL Weather Alert Day because of that wind advisory you talked about earlier. Now look at the radar, Elizabeth.
Yeah, we do have some rain that's lingering from this system, of course, that brought us the rain yesterday. It's starting to pull out of the region right now, but we still have a little bit of rain left over, especially just north and east of the triangle. Then one last band that's moving through the triad area right now. We'll zoom in and you can see some of this rain is briefly going to be heavy. There's a little bit of lightning showing up too up around Henderson with this. We're going to see this moving out of the southern part of Granville County, on up through Vance and Warren counties, up toward Roanoke Rapids. And we'll give it about another hour or so, and that should be out of here. But we do have that one more band moving through Siler City right now. That's moving over toward Chapel Hill, starting to move into Orange County and then eventually Durham County. So a little bit more rain to deal with. But that is not why we have a WRL Weather Alert Day. It's all about the wind. From now until noon, we can see gusts 35 to 45 miles per hour. Could cause some isolated power outage. We could see some limbs down because we did have pretty much an all-day rain yesterday for parts of the viewing area. Those winds could topple some trees that maybe wouldn't have fallen if the ground wasn't so wet. So wind advisory in effect for the entire viewing area. We'll see those winds beginning to decrease a little bit by midday, but it still will be breezy all the way up until, say, sunset or so. This is a look at our current winds. We're gusting right now to 45 in Fayetteville. The steady wind is on the left in the blue box, and the gusts are on the right. So we're gusting to 19 in Clinton, 23 in the Triangle right now, 34 in Southern Pines. And our steady winds are anywhere from as light as zero in Roxboro and 7 in South Hill to as strong as 29 in Fayetteville. So we're starting to see some of those stronger winds first off down to our south and west. But those will spread across the area as we get through the day. While widening out the view and you can see the big picture, there's the low pressure system that brought us the messy weather. It is headed up into the northeast to dump a lot of snow. So if you do have flight plans, they could be affected by that wintry weather up in the northeast. We have a flow right now coming out of the southwest, but that flow will shift to northwesterly a little bit later on today, and that will help to bring in some cooler temperatures. Here's a look at Futurecast. You can see that last bit of rain really out of here by 7 a.m., so it's not going to be a big player in our morning commute. It is going to be windy. At lunchtime, we still have some clouds in our eastern counties, but gradually as we head through the afternoon, we'll be clearing and see plenty of sunshine. Right now, Fayetteville has the strongest winds around the area. Right now it is 59 at RDU. Temperatures might drop into the low to mid 50s for a bit this morning and then back up to around 60 this afternoon. Of course, we have some showers that are happening right now, so we have the top of the tower lit in green. Our temperatures are on the mild side, especially down south, 61 in Fayetteville and Clinton. It's a colder 48 in Roxboro. And again, we'll see the temperatures dropping a little this morning, but then back up to 61 in Raleigh, 59 in Durham, and 63 in Fayetteville. Valentine's Day should be a quiet day, but it will be cooler with a high of 57. We'll see mostly sunny skies and lighter winds. Nice for Thursday and Friday. We still have a small chance of some showers on Saturday, but I think much of the weekend will be dry.
Elizabeth, thanks. Shipwreck hunters have made quite the find in Lake Superior. We'll tell you how they discovered a ship that sank in the lake over 60 years ago.
Plus, there's a new foal living on the Outer Banks. We'll tell you all about this new horse born in Kerala next.